You Can Relax, that's the name of our podcast.
Hello, welcome to Relax the Podcast. We missed you. We weren't here last week. We've been a mess lately. What a funk.
You were in Canada.
Well, I wasn't in Canada when the episode went up, but just things have been so crazy.
Well, when we normally record, you were on your way back from Canada.
That's true. That is true. But yeah, things were crazy and things got crazier. And then it was Flynn's birthday and we didn't want to record on Flynn's birthday.
No.
And it's just been so busy. You know, the holidays, man. But I feel bad because we missed an episode a couple of weeks ago. So I'm just so sorry, guys.
We're here now. That's what counts.
We're here now and that's what matters. And all I want to know.
Be present in the moment.
I am present.
Get me presents for Christmas.
What do you want for Christmas?
What do you want for Christmas?
I want literally nothing.
I want negative things.
I want everything to be thrown away and donated and gotten rid of. I want nothing. I
want
to own nothing.
A dumpster to get rid of things. Kids' things.
Well, we have to donate most of the things. We can't just throw everything away.
Well, the stuff that's dirty. Can you donate dirty stuff?
Well, if you clean it.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
But love you. Who needs to relax this week for you?
Well, while you were in Canada, I took our son bowling. And I had not been bowling in decades. This is a culture that has not changed. This is something on planet Earth that has remained a constant. The way bowling alleys look, the way they smell, the way the shoes feel as you're lacing them up. It's just, what an experience. Americana is bowling. And it was super fun. I went with Flynn. And you could do a setting on the thing where when he bowls, the bumpers come up. And when I bowl, the bumpers go down. And there's lots in the screen with the bowling pin guy was making funny faces. It was, and Flynn beat me.
That's amazing.
I mean, he had the bumpers, but he did beat me.
Do you remember when the bumpers, when they'd bring them out and they were like water balloon long bags and they had to like roll? I remember it being such a hassle whenever we'd go bowling. We wanted the bumpers, but they'd have to like carry
these
huge things out and lay them in the lanes.
Yeah. Are you good at bowling? When was the last time you were bowling?
I don't remember. I don't remember. I feel like either at one of JoJo Siwa's parties, because she used to rent out bowling alleys sometimes for...
Bowling alleys?
For like events and whatever, like little tiny ones, like with a few lanes. Oh, but other than
she
that...
did the arcade place.
The last time I can remember was with Flavor Flav, randomly enough, because he...
Stop.
I don't know about him now.
Wait.
But back then he...
Wait.
He loved to bowl. He loves bowling.
Well, this is where I'm getting. Some people love bowling.
He loves it so much. It was like, I love it. He wanted to go every night. Like he loves
And then you get
bowling.
Put your fingers in the holes. I think that bowling aesthetically is repulsive. But here's the thing. Having not done it in decades, you know what I want to do right now?
Go bowling?
Bowl.
We should go.
I want to go bowling. I really, really do.
I'm having deja vu. I feel like we've talked about this exact thing on Relax. Like what needed to relax was like the inside of the holes of a bowling ball.
Am I lying? I really don't think
bowling. No, it's not that. I just said, I think I might be having deja vu because I feel like I've had this conversation with you on this podcast about
that seems like something sure that you could just say
and
that.
And the inside of the balls and how like that's kind of gross. They're kind of like greasy a little bit.
Well, no one's washing the holes of the, I don't think they are.
No.
Because I mean, they're all like, they all look like they're 15-year-old kids working there, you know?
What size ball do you get?
They go by sizes. I don't know the poundage.
Yeah, I thought the number was the pounds.
Well, I don't know the number then. I just know the size. And I used an extra large bowl because I like a
bowling ball. You mean a ball?
Ball. Because I like a loose hole on the fingies. I don't like it. If it's a tight hole on the fingers,
I'm confident.
When you throw it, it like sticks a little bit. So I like a loose hole.
On the fingers. Yeah. Well, me too. I want it to be the holes on the finger parts to be, oh my God, this conversation, to be large. But I want the ball to be light.
You like a light ball? No.
Light ball with big holes. That's what I want.
I don't think you can find that.
Well, I have. I've found it before.
Well, at least not at this.
I feel like I have memories.
It's hard to find
have
a light.
Have we bowled together?
Light ball with
I feel
loose
like I've
holes.
Gone bowling with you.
I don't remember. No, I don't think so. We might have. There was speaking of Vancouver, there was a duck pin bowling lane.
I've never heard of that.
Duck pin is like it's like a little ball.
Yeah, I've never
and you
done
roll
that.
It at little pins. Mm-mm. It's not as fun.
I don't think I've done that. Yeah.
But we should go. I don't know. It's
So what part of it needs to relax?
All, like all this, the aesthetics of it. Like, I don't know if there's any way to make it, I think, but maybe that doesn't need to relax. Maybe it's part of it. But like,
maybe the cleanliness of the bowling ball needs to relax?
I think if you had your own, well, the smell of that, the atmosphere is very specific too. But if you had your own shoes and you had your own ball, I can see how it can be more fun, but also the game itself, like sometimes you're like in a rhythm and sometimes you're just like, you just can't get it to go where you want it to go. Mm-hmm. So I feel like it's also like a frustrating game that no one could ever, I don't understand how people are actually good at it. And if they throw it the way you're actually,
people
how like
are good at it.
Professionals do,
yeah.
Where they like put spin on it and mm-hmm. stuff. Like, I don't know. But there's like the one I grew up with, it also has an arcade attached, which had multiple claw machines. And Flynn and I, once me and once him alone, both won a stuffed Frosty Crazy. The Snowman from a claw machine.
When you
which
sent
has
me
never
that,
happened to me in my life. I've never won anything from a claw machine.
When you sent me those videos, I was like, how is that real? How did you guys catch
the way
a big stuffed animal, like a big Frosty the Snowman stuffed animal?
The way I reacted both times it happened was like I had won the Super Bowl.
How much myself. Did it cost?
For those two stuffed animals? Mm-hmm. Like $30.
What?
We played it a lot.
Oh my God. I thought you meant like per time.
No.
I was it's been a long time since I played arcade games.
It was like maybe a lot of arcades are like this now where you buy like a plastic arcade credit card mm-hmm. and I had put $30 on it. And all he wanted to do really was this claw machine. We did some other games, but like, there up against the side was this Frosty the Snowman stuffy, and it would like pick it up and it would pick it up. Mm-hmm. And when it would start to bring it over to the hole, it would, no, you would see it literally let go when it started to move. So it goes down, picks it up. Oh my God, we got it. And then the second it starts to move, you'd see it open a little bit and let it go. And I was like, well, this thing is, as they all are, rigged to the gills. But, so we just kept trying, and every time it got a little bit closer and a little bit closer. And then I finally was like, let me have a turn. And I got the first one. And then he wanted to go again. And he just nailed it.
Wow.
He just crushed it. It was amazing.
That's amazing. Well, that doesn't need to relax.
No, that doesn't need to relax. Overall, A+ experience. But yeah, I don't. If you're listening and you manage a bowling alley, are you washing the holes?
Yeah, we want to know. Are you washing those holes?
Why do the laces of the shoes feel like that when you tie them up?
They're very dirty.
Flints were like Velcro and made of sheet metal.
Yeah. They're very hard, those bowling shoes.
Yeah.
Plastic.
But he had a blast.
Okay.
And so I don't know. Good job bowling.
I feel like Wesley would love it.
Uh-huh.
We should take Wes.
Yeah, I think they would like it.
I think Maisie would not like it.
No,
you think
Maisie
would
like
it?
I think she'd just be in your lap
the whole
time.
Yeah, she would not want to do it.
She might like the arcade.
Yeah, maybe. We should take them. They'd love it. Wow. What an experience. Sounds like you guys had a lot of fun while I was gone.
Yeah. I didn't get one because obviously it was just me and Flynn, but they also serve these like towers of beer there.
What?
You would love that.
Yeah, I love
beer.
Because
you love beer? Yeah, like you get, it comes in like a big tower.
The heck?
I don't know. We were there and like it was me and Flynn. It was a Friday night. And so it was like us and people having their work Christmas parties at this bowling alley. And just us. So it was like all these people drinking beer towers and me and Flynn like in the middle.
Oh my God.
The one lane they had open.
I was going to say we should go tonight, but maybe not. I don't know. Sounds fun.
Friday night.
Can I tell you what I think needs to relax?
Yeah,
I have one.
Sorry, I didn't ask.
It's fine. I have one, but I got distracted by a new one. And it is that I sat down to start filming this and put my water down and put it next to your beverage of choice. And what's happening on your cup is...
Is it grossing you out?
So...
Are you disgusted?
Criminal. It is... Okay, delivery services have started to do this thing that makes me want to throw up. It's... They put
Can
stickers.
Can you even be in the same room as
I cannot even look at it. I can't believe you're drinking out of it. So they've started putting stickers over, like across the top of a cup so that the lid is taped down and it goes across like even where you put the straw in. And they do this for safety reasons, obviously. So you know that whoever's delivering it has not taken a sip of your drink or opened it up or whatever. It's like a safety seal. So I understand the purpose. I just wish that it wasn't so gross because you can't get them off. So there's just like remnants of flaky,
yeah,
leftover sticker nasty.
Sticker paper residue.
All over the cup and all over the lid where your straw goes in.
Well, I'm lucky this time because this is where this one is like, it came with a straw and you put the straw in. But if you do this at other places where it's like the drinky and they want you to just drink out of the hole on the side.
They put it on that?
They put it on that.
Never.
And then you have to pull, and then all the residue is there. And then the residue is touching
your mouth. I can't believe you drink
when
it.
When you drink that's, it. That happens to me.
Why would you do that?
What else am I going to do? Am I take the lid off and just drink it like raw?
Put it in a new cup.
Raw, no rim?
That is unreal. I cannot. It's really, I don't know what my sticker thing is. It's so gross to me.
I can't keep track of all your things, your isms.
I know. I have friends who have this. They say their quote about me to make fun of me is,
yeah,
I have this thing, like, because I always go, oh my God, I have this thing with, and fill in the blank. I have so many things. It's
you're
annoying.
Grossed
I hate
out
it
by
about it. Myself. It's not that I'm grossed out. I just have a thing.
We were doing the kids' bath the other night, and you're like, you're going to fill the bath and you're like, you have to go in there. There's an old Band-Aid in the bathtub.
I cannot. That is, I was like, I could throw up right now.
I was like, why? So put it in the trash.
No,
why
I can't
do you need,
touch it.
Why do you need me to?
Mm-mm. I actually have to change the subject. I'm
going
to
take the old Band-Aid.
Anyway, I have so many things and I hate that about myself. I wish it wasn't like that, but I am, unfortunately. And, but that wasn't my original relax. What my original relax is something I actually posted to my Instagram story, but I don't think you've seen it.
I don't have it.
It was okay. Have you ever? Do you go number two? Sorry to bring up poop. I mean, we should just name this podcast poop. But have you ever gone poop?
Yes.
In any public bathroom? Are you one of those? I only can do it at home.
Humble.
So you've never pooped anywhere public.
Humble.
You've never needed to get toilet paper out of the toilet paper thingy in a public bathroom ever in your life.
Humble.
So then you're not even gonna relate to this experience I'm about to say. I didn't poop, but I'm a girl, so I use toilet paper when I pee, first of all.
Uh-huh.
So
you,
this
on
was
the
not
other
a
hand,
experience.
You are, you do not discriminate against
no
toilets.
That's what it's for, honey bun. She's getting her, they're used to it.
She's getting work.
Yeah, those bowls are used to it, man. But I don't like to. I wouldn't prefer it. Like I would always prefer being at home.
It seems like the mood strikes you often. Well, I guess it's
only at a Michael's craft store or a Target.
Yeah.
Anyway, I took this video because it was so unbelievable, my experience.
Took a video in a public bathroom?
I had to, love, because it was unbelievable.
Okay.
So my relax is when you go to the bathroom, and I was peeing at the time, nothing more, quick little tinkle. And I went to just wipe quickly, you know, grab a little tiny bit of toilet paper that I needed. And it was 0.2 ply. Like it was not, it was,
skinny.
It was, it disintegrated at the touch of any object. It was like not even paper. I don't know what this could classify as. It was unreal. And
like the soy paper they wrap sushi with sometimes.
That's way stronger.
Oh, wow.
Way stronger. This is like the soap.
You know when you eat those, it comes off in your fingers?
You know when you complained about like the soap dispensers that make foam?
Yes.
That's how fast it disintegrates. It's the foam. It's the foam, but in paper shape. That's how bad it was. And I couldn't get it off. Like I couldn't get any of the toilet paper. It was driving me crazy. So I have to show you this video. Okay. I'll show it on the, if you're watching, you'll be able to see it. But if not, if you're not watching, I guess you'll hear it.
And you can describe it.
And it's basically just me trying to get the toilet paper off of the toilet paper roll. And it just is ripping in the tiniest shreds. Look at this, love. Like this is, and I started filming probably after I'd been doing this.
Are you struggling on purpose?
No, I had been doing this for at least a minute. And Whoa. Then I started filming. It's just so insane. Like how is this? It's still going, by the way.
I feel like this has happened to me
before.
And
like I took off a huge chunk. I was just take a big chunk. Nope, still ripped.
Wow.
Unreal.
Were you in an airport?
That, no, I was at a Habit Grill.
Whoa.
What?
Throwing Habit under the bus.
Sorry.
You're pooping in a Habit?
I didn't poop. I had to pee. I was picking up food. I had made a pickup order and I went to pick
then
it up.
Why'd you need
I,
so much toilet paper?
Did you see me grabbing so much toilet paper? I was trying to get just enough to wipe my pee. That's not very much that I needed.
I don't know.
None of it came off. So I probably got like one square worth of toilet paper.
Yeah. That's wild.
I think toilet paper that thin should be outlawed. I think it should be illegal.
I think The federal government should be in charge and should put regulations on how thin toilet paper can be in public restrooms.
In, or just in general. Like, that should not be. What does that,
that should
do?
Be part of
that
big government.
Toilet paper does literally nothing. Like, you can't do any. It doesn't absorb anything. And it doesn't. It just disintegrates. It doesn't do anything. So what is it for?
For looks?
For making me angry.
That's some Denver airport toilet paper right there.
Nah, Denver airport's got to be better than that.
No.
You would know?
How on earth that?
Oh, you've had some bad experiences in the Denver airport bathroom.
I thought it was just like a known fact.
That the Denver airport bathroom is bad?
No, is hell on earth.
Oh. Most airports kind of are, honestly. Like, most airports aren't my favorite thing in the world. But I do have comments that I wanted to read. I know we usually do it at the end, but I wanted to address.
Oh, please.
Is that okay if I do that?
I would love it. I would love nothing more.
So I need to address some things, and then I'll never speak of this again.
Can you notice my shirt?
It's bagels.
Thanks.
I love your bagel shirt, Lovey. It's beautiful.
Because I thought a while ago we were doing like a shirt thing.
Yeah, I'm wearing a shirt.
What does your shirt say?
It says, my brain has too many tabs open.
That's clever.
Okay, so I love your bagel shirt.
Thanks.
It's beautiful. I wanted to address something that we talked about last week. And we'd actually talked about it, or not last week, 2 weeks ago. But we've talked about it in a couple episodes now. And people misunderstood what I was saying. And that must have been my fault. Like, I must not have explained it well. So I'm going to try one more time to clarify, and then I'll never speak of it again. But we're talking about the wearing a shirt to an event, a concert, a show, and how you were saying that, like, it was cringy, faux pas, not cool
when you were a kid to wear the t-shirt of the band you were going to see.
Right. And the reason it came up is because you had mentioned a couple times to me that, like, yes, you said it was back in the day, like when you were a kid, but then you also said, like, it's cringe. It's weird, isn't it? Like, but you said it in current times, as though right now it would be.
Well, I don't think so.
Well, because you brought up the Jim Gaffigan. You want to wear a Jim Gaffigan shirt to a Jim Gaffigan show. Like, that'd be cringe, you know? So, like, you made a couple examples of, like, how it still applies to some things current day. But, like.
But for your tours, it would be, like, the opposite.
Yeah. And I was saying, and my argument was, what makes it? What is so weird? Why is it weird? Why is it cringy? Is it just because, like, that's what people said? Like, I wanted to understand. Anyway, so I'm going to read some comments about this. Okay.
Maybe someone could explain it better.
Okay. Sarah said, I wear stuff to concerts, movies, theme parks, etc. But I agree with Eric on his arguments against it. It's cringy and dorky. And I'm just happily aware of those things. Colleen, you're always saying how things are vibes, like days of the week, feeling like certain colors. So why does Eric have to give you a factual reason why for some occasions it's acceptable and some it's cringy when he's clearly just going off of his vibes? I totally get what he's saying. And I don't care if people think I'm cringy if my goal is just to have fun. And you can also think it's not cringy, and that's fine too. Things are cool and not cool. That's just how the world works. So here,
I think it's okay to be cringy, and it's okay to be dorky, by the way. Like, I don't think those are derogative terms.
Yeah. And there's a few comments like this. And here's my argument against it.
Oh, I thought you were being like, see.
No, I actually still disagree because.
But I'm just a vibes guy.
Right. Vibes are cool. I agree with you that I'll be like, oh my gosh, November is so brown. You know, and I'll say, like, things are just fine. And it's just how it is. Like, Wednesdays are, you know, just even.
Yeah,
and
to her point. Yeah.
So, yes. However, saying, like, a food is a color vibe is not going to hurt someone's feeling and make them feel embarrassed or stupid or bad. I'm not saying that you did that.
I can't remember why it came up.
I'm saying that by saying, oh, if you wear a shirt of a band on it, then you're cringy and you're a try hard. That's not cool. That's lame. If someone's wearing a shirt to go see that, they're going to think that they're going to be like, oh, then I'm lame. I'm a loser.
I didn't mean that.
I know you didn't. I'm saying that, like, that's what I was trying to say is I was saying, like, why does it need to be, like, called? Like, I just don't understand why it can't be phrased as, like, I think for me, it's cringy. I feel cringy if I wear this. As opposed to, like, if anyone does that, they're lame.
Maybe it's the wrong terminology. Maybe it's just like, we don't have a word for it in English, but we do in French. Faux pas.
But still, I think it's more like, people are trying to argue in the comments with me saying, like, that's just how it was in the 90s. Like, it was lame. It was cringy. You were try hard. You were a loser if you did these things.
And I explained the kind of concerts I was going to were not like Sabrina Carpenter or Taylor Swift. It was like, you know, punk bands or ska bands. You know what I mean?
I think maybe it's sensitive to me because I feel like, not that I like actually have feelings hurt or anything. I've so many times been told things that I like were stupid or lame or dumb. And I was like, but why? Why, if I like it, why is it? And people will be like, because it is, loser.
Yeah, you're more emotionally mature than most of us because, like, I never questioned that. When people were like, oh, that's lame or cringy or dorky, like, I was just like, oh, yeah, I'm not going to do that. Like, so you questioned it, which I feel like makes you, you're right, you're so much better than the rest of us.
That's not what I'm saying. No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying, like, even for you, like, was there a moment where you were, like, how did you find out that this was lame? Like, you were wearing a shirt of a band you like and someone said that's lame and then you were made to feel stupid and so then you never wanted to do it again? You know what I mean? Like, I feel like that's where it spawns from, is like people making fun of others for doing something that, like, it's not hurting anyone for someone to wear a shirt. So that's
okay, I'm wearing a sweatshirt with just a bunch of bagels on it. I would feel a bit odd if right now I went to a bagel place and ordered a bagel. I would think that they would think like, what is wrong with you?
Right.
It's a bit strange, but there are circumstances when it's like,
totally. And I think that's,
have you ever felt like that? Like, you're wearing something, you're like, oh, I can't buy this thing at this place because I'm wearing this.
No, I think that I've even said on this podcast, like, I was wearing this crazy shirt and I had to change before I left the house cause I didn't want people to see me in the shirt.
Yeah.
I understand you yourself feeling like, oh, maybe I feel cringy in this. Maybe I feel embarrassing in this. That's fine. I just don't like the terminology and the verbiage of like you as in the general public is lame if they wear blank. Like that was what I was having troubles with, was saying the overall in the world, people are cringy or lame or stupid or weird or fill in the blank negative if they do something that I don't like and I think is cringy. I don't like that mentality. And I'm not saying it was you. I'm saying like that's what your upbringing was and my upbringing was too, and still exists in a lot of situations today. But like, I just don't like the mentality in general of like, well, if I don't like that, then it's lame if anyone else does it. That's what I was trying to say. And I said it wrong. So there was,
I think you're trying to distinguish between like a personal opinion and making people feel bad.
Yes.
Like, but what I was explaining was like, this was kind of a cultural thing within these,
which is true
in these, you know, communities.
I think they're both correct.
Because there's different. Yeah. And I think the argument came from you, like arguing that then you shouldn't wear a football jersey to a football game. You know what I mean? And I was kind of, we were having two different conversations.
Well, the whole conversation started originally because I was wanting to wear a Wicked shirt to see the movie Wicked. And you were kind of like, is that a thing? Like, you know, wearing a Wicked.
Yeah. But I wasn't like, oh, don't wear that. You're cringy.
Of course not.
Yeah.
But I think you finally understood what my point was when I got to the point on the podcast and I said, what if someone right now is in their car driving to a concert, they like wearing the shirt of it, and they're hearing you say like, oh, that's cringy and lame to wear that. And you're like, oh my God, no, it's not if they do it. And like, was kind of like the idea I was saying is like, it's fine to think something is cringy or to feel cringy if something is, you think is universally known as lame. I feel that way every day of my life. Like even on the way to the Taylor Swift concert, I was like, all my friends were wearing like blacks and kind of normal looking outfits. And I was wearing this big fluffy purple jacket. And I was like, am I going to be like cringy and weird that I'm like wearing this? And I, you know, you can feel that way. I just think I don't like when it's like, your feelings about how you feel about something you're wearing isn't thrusted upon the rest of the world is what I don't like. That's what I was trying to say. But anyway, so I just wanted to clarify because I feel like people didn't understand.
Wear whatever you want to whatever you want.
Okay. So
that sounds like,
well,
a nice
there's
way to
a couple
live.
More. I'll read a couple more about it. Still Light said it might be cringy to wear a band shirt to a punk band versus Taylor Swift, because there's an element of camaraderie in a Taylor Swift concert and a sports game, while a punk band is more about individuals. Also maybe more emphasis on being cool. I thought this was an interesting, explanation of it for me. Like that, like there's a feeling of camaraderie. I can't find the exact comment that like I felt really explained it well, but this one is another good one that kind of explains it a little bit better. Cause I have a hard time when people are like, it's cringy cause it's cringy. Like I like an explanation a little bit. So the last comment I just read kind of helped me a little bit to understand, but also, this person, Catherine, said, as someone in a band that has traveled all over, it is definitely an unspoken rule to not wear a band's shirt to the show. I think it's because if you're there at the show, that means you're a supporter. Whereas if you're at a sporting event, you wear the team's merch that you're rooting for because there are two different teams. So you're showing the team and others there, which one you're supporting, which I don't really agree with that because like Taylor Swift, everyone's there to support Taylor Swift and everyone wears their stuff. But
I know. So for the Lions fans are known for traveling really well. And the players even mention it like that. It gives them a loser.
Yeah. No.
It gives them an extra boost when they're like in San Francisco and everybody's wearing red and they see a bunch of blue in the stadium. Yeah, yeah. They like, you know, they feel the support or whatever.
But she continued to say, I think the point of merch, especially with smaller bands, is to show other people who may not know about the band or find that other person out and about like that likes the same band you like. So it's less so that you can wear the band shirt to the show. It's more so please wear it out and about. If you're smiling out at us out in the audience, then we know you're a supporter. So she was saying like, please get the merch. Just don't wear it to the show.
Wear it
out and about so other people can hear about us.
Yeah.
Which was interesting. I don't know.
I like that. That makes sense to me.
It's just like, how do you know which places and things like want you to wear it and which don't, which ones you're going to be a loser if you go to if you're wearing it and which you don't, you know, like, I don't know.
I don't think that's what they're saying. I think they're just they're just saying, yes, it's an unspoken rule, but where's your coffee shop and everywhere else?
Well, yeah, here's another one. I'm with Eric on this. I would not go and see Dane Cook while wearing a Dane Cook shirt. I would totally wear a Lions shirt at a Lions game. Not the same thing at all. Colleen doesn't understand because you guys are completely different people, have different views and interests that the other people doesn't understand, and that's okay. And this is, again, I don't agree that it's okay to, if you just go, well, we have difference of opinion. If one opinion is hurting other people's feelings and being
unkind.
No one is now, but I'm just saying like to say like people who wear shirts to go see something and it's the same shirt of the whoever they're supporting or event that they're lame. Like that would hurt someone's feelings if they were excited to wear a shirt. You did not say that to anyone, but I'm saying like that mindset would hurt someone's feelings. So that's what I don't like.
I don't know. And if anyone would I would never like make fun of anyone to their face to make them feel bad and say like, well, that's lame. Don't do that. She said unspoken rule. Like, you know what I mean? It was just like a thing. It was just like a culture, like music culture thing.
So yeah, but there are a lot of people saying like, it's just like, it makes you look like a try hard. But then Der Franz said, although I'm not a Swiftie, I have to agree with Colleen on that. And then quoted Taylor Swift. The worst kind of person is someone who makes someone feel bad, dumb, or stupid for being excited about something. Wear whatever you want. No double standards here.
Yeah, I totally agree with that.
And then moving on from that topic, we don't have to talk about it anymore. I'm sure no one will agree with me again. I just don't like it when mindsets are, you are lame if you do this thing that I don't like.
I don't think anyone's arguing for that. But I guess some of the comments were.
Well, I'm saying if people are saying, people reading these comments, that is what that's saying. If someone is who likes to wear a Dane Cook shirt to a Dane Cook show or went to a Dane Cook show and wore a Dane Cook shirt and read that comment, they'd be like, oh, I'm lame that I wore that.
Who is this person going to Dane Cook shows?
I'm saying that that's like, that would hurt their feelings. Like, I think it hurts people's feelings to say in a generic sense, you are lame and cringy if you do this thing. As opposed to saying, I feel uncomfortable if I would do that. Okay. I wouldn't do that. That's a different way of phrasing it than saying like people in general who do this are lame.
I don't know. I'm not on the other side of that argument. So I don't know how to.
Okay. So that's all I was trying to say, but I don't know that people understand what I'm trying to say. Maybe I'm not articulating myself well. I don't care if people don't want to wear something to a show or they do or don't. I think if you like it and you feel confident and cool, like that's what you should wear, period. And all the rest of it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Okay.
I like this comment. Eric's curly hair is so cute. I agree.
Is it curly?
It was in this episode.
Sometimes that happens.
You will love this.
Not in California. On the East Coast.
Carly said, Colleen, I love you. There is not a universe where you know as much about sports as Eric knows about musical theater. Because I said that in the last episode. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So we're going to do like a contest. People definitely agreed with that.
I feel like that would take some preparation to do like a, if you have musical theater questions and I sports questions. Right.
The other comment I saw a lot was people were shocked that you did not know my favorite fast food restaurant, and you said McDonald's and you didn't say In-N-Out. I mean, everyone was like, the way I screamed In-N-Out listening to this, I can't believe I didn't get that. I cannot believe you didn't get that. And they couldn't believe it either. Those were the comments.
No, I know that you like In-N-Out probably the most, but I would say it's the hardest to get.
That wasn't the question. The question wasn't what's the hardest to get. It was what's my favorite.
So it's not what
food.
I see you eating at the highest frequency, because it is the hardest to obtain. Which maybe that's its thing. It's like it's so hard to get our food because we're only in certain locations, and if you go to those locations, you gotta have to wait like an hour. So it's not really fast. I don't think In-N-Out qualifies as a fast food restaurant. So when you ask me what's my favorite fast food, I don't think In-N-Out, because it's not fast. It is food. What's the quickest you've ever gotten In-N-Out?
5 minutes.
5 minutes?
You got to go at a different time. If you go at noon, if you go at 6, you're going to be there a long time.
It doesn't matter what time you go. You can go at 4 p.m., 9 a.m. or 9 p.m.
It's not open at 9, first of all. It opens at 11. But also, 4 p.m., 11 a.m., 5 minutes. In-N-Out, baby.
No. All right. No.
Yes.
Go. You go.
Absolutely.
You
go.
You record the timestamp. You go and you show me you there at 11 a.m. getting a burger in five minutes.
I'll do it tomorrow.
And what was the other time?
4 p.m.
Never.
Yeah.
Never.
4 p.m.
4 p.m. probably the worst time to go.
No one's there.
I drove past the one near us the other day. The line went all the way out into the street, across a giant parking lot, then out into the street, down the street to a stoplight, and then to the other side of the stoplight.
That's very far.
Yeah,
not
I think
worth
so.
It. It's not worth that.
It's no, no, no. How many times have you been like, oh, I want In-N-Out, like, and gone off the highway for the In-N-Out and been like, ah, the line's too long, I'll just eat here.
Many times.
Yeah. Speaking of burgers, can I say something about burgers?
Anything you want.
I don't eat them often, but I love a cheeseburger, right? Mm-hmm. When did we as a society accept that cheeseburgers are now upwards of $20? And I don't mean fast food places, but I mean like any rush. It used to be, if you went to like a steakhouse or like a fancy restaurant and they happen to have like a fancy cheeseburger on their menu, like maybe $18, I feel like, or $16. You know what I mean? Towards like, if you got the filet, it'd be like $45 or something like that. But like, if, like, oh, they have a fancy cheeseburger, it's $16 or $18. But now if you're like a brewery that does a smash burger, $20.
Yeah.
If you are, I think I was texting you about it because I was like looking on DoorDash and it was like Denny's.
Applebee's.
Denny's, a burger, $21.
Yeah, crazy.
Applebee's or Chili's burger, $24. CPK, California Pizza Kitchen or whatever. The burger was like $26.
It's crazy.
All these, I mean, so like TGI Fridays burger, you know what I mean? Like when I was a kid, I was like, this is the fanciest restaurant I've ever been to. And the burger was like $12 or whatever. But now it's like, I just don't know when we're just like, yeah, I guess that's how much a burger costs from any restaurant ever.
I just feel like everything's so expensive right
now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like, I don't know. I don't want to turn this into like an inflation.
No, we don't need to. I'm not trying to. I'm just saying
talk,
like, yeah.
But like, because I don't notice that as much with like other things, but like, I don't notice that if like I'm ordering. It's weird. I don't order a lot of different things. If I'm getting like a Caesar wrap, I'm like, oh yeah, that's how much a Caesar wrap costs. Mm-hmm. And like, this is the kind of the standard, or like chicken tenders. Yeah. But then all of a sudden if you want a cheeseburger from freaking IHOP.
So expensive.
Or whatever.
It's crazy.
It's open late and it's delivering. It's then that wild.
It's so wild. It's not worth it. That's
it's not
why
worth it.
You go to In-N-Out.
Yeah.
I feel that way about fast food burgers, even though like, I sound like my parents, you know, sometimes like when I'll be like, what? I remember when these burgers were $2, you know, like, I feel like I sound like my parents, but, I feel like even I've been to fast food restaurants lately where I'm like, what? The cheeseburger is $10 at a fast food place, $12. Like they get kind of expensive even there. I don't know what's going on. Burgers are so expensive.
The best cheeseburger I ever had was when I was growing up in New Haven, kind of on Yale's campus. There was this burger place that had been there for like 100 years, not the Louis Lunch one. Oh, I can't think of the name of it, but it was like really cool because nothing about it had ever changed. It was like a little, you essentially walked into a hallway and they had like bar stools up against the counter and only like five of them. And like the person making the burger right there. And they would once a year have a turn back the clock day where they would sell the burgers for what they cost when they first opened. And it was like 5 cents.
Whoa.
So you would go there with like pocket change and
that's fun.
Go after school.
And they were yummy. They weren't gross.
They were amazing.
Hmm. Yeah, I've never been there, but sounds amazing. Do they still do that?
And I can't think of the name. No, I don't think it's there anymore.
Oh, that's not good.
I know, it's sad.
I'm sorry.
Going back to when the hair curly thing, I don't know if this was the day, but I did something really silly.
What?
When we took our child to the dentist recently, I asked the children's dentist, is there a toothpaste that they would recommend? And they were like, yeah, I would recommend this toothpaste and we sell it here and it's $20 for this little tube. So I got it and they love it and it's the dentist approves. So that's good. But it really looks, the packaging that it's in looks strikingly similar to like this hair product that I have.
Oh no.
So, in a hazy morning, maybe it was that day, I put our children's very expensive toothpaste in my hair as a hair gel.
Oh, no.
10 out of 10.
Well, then what did you do?
What did I had a great hair the rest of the day. What do you mean?
And then Wait, you didn't wash it out? You were just like, well.
See what happens. Well, no, I had just taken a shower. I put it in like what? Generally, like I'll just put like a little bit of something in when
you
it's like still
left
wet.
It in your hair?
Yes, of course.
Oh my god,
this is experimenting.
That's and a then great the next point time too. I took did it a
shower,
smell good?
Yeah, the next time I took a shower, it smelled like minty. I think it was actually citrusy.
The citrus one? They have a citrus one and a grape one.
Yeah, I think it was the citrus one. But yeah,
that's
no harm, no foul.
Funny. So now are you just using it as a hair gel?
I've been using it as a hair gel.
You're
yeah.
lying. Have you really?
No, just the one.
I kind of believed you, honestly.
Just the one time, but I got to show you like the hair thing that I have. It's like kind of like a leave-in conditioner.
Is it good?
Gel kind of thing, but literally they look identical, the two.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You know what? That tube of toothpaste, it does look strikingly similar to a hair gel that I have.
It doesn't look like any toothpaste
you've
ever
seen.
It looks
like the JVN, the Jonathan Van Ness, he has this like air dry cream that's really great. I really like that stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's great for my type of hair and for Wesley's type of hair. I've used it on his hair before. Mm-hmm. And I have a small, like, travel size version of it. Mm-hmm. And it literally does look
that's
exactly
what it looks
the
like.
Same.
It looks like it's like, because the packaging is like the color of what you'd expect.
Why did they make that toothpaste so, like, it looks like modern and sleek and like it looks like a face lotion or hand
it
lotion
really does.
Or it doesn't look like toothpaste at all.
I think because they're like, well, we're going to sell this for 5 ounces of it for, or 0.5 ounces of it for $20.
The kids love it. Well,
they do.
You know what? Can I tell you something I'm a little bit sad about this year?
Oh, no.
Not to bring down the mood, but like,
let's
bring down the mood, man. You know what I feel like doing? I feel like bringing down the mood.
Okay.
No, I feel like.
You got the sads?
I got the sads, man. I feel like this might be one of the first holidays, like Christmas time seasons where I'm like, it does not feel like Christmas. And I can't fix it. Like I've put up the Christmas decorations. We went and got a Christmas tree. We decorated the Christmas tree. I've been making Christmas ornaments. I've been wrapping Christmas presents.
Christmas is in like 10.
And it's coming
10,
so
days,
soon.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I have not once felt like it was Christmas time.
I haven't either.
And I hate that. Cause like I love Christmas as we
works.
All know. I usually start celebrating before Stockland. I would put up decorations in October. Like I like really love Christmas. I want to decorate and celebrate for as long as possible. And this year we didn't put up decorations until
we went pretty
the second week of November, third week of November.
I felt like early ish to me.
To you, not to me. Usually like the latest I've ever put them up is like November 1st. So it was late, but I still was like, it's okay. Like, you know, compromise is what relationships are all about.
It wasn't about me. It wasn't me stalling on that. There's just so many bins in the basement. They're so heavy.
Yeah. So I decorated and everything. And I've not one day been like, oh, it's Christmas time. Like I haven't felt like it's, even though it
what
is.
Do you need?
What?
What do you, what, how do we fix this?
I don't know.
What do you need?
I don't know. It's been driving me crazy that I can't like get my brain to feel settled into Christmas.
I don't get it with you. I never felt that really.
Oh my
In California.
No wonder you don't like Christmas time.
No. Let me finish. In California, I don't know how you Californians do it. Like, you celebrate Christmas, it's 7 degrees out and sunny. Like, it doesn't make any sense to me. It's never going to feel like
it's
Christmas
to me.
It's
never been about weather to me.
Unless, like, I'm in freezing cold and it's snowing.
But for me, it's never been about weather. It's a feeling. It's this magical.
The Christmas spirit?
Christmas spirit feeling. And even in my adult life where, like, you know, that magic of Christmas is gone, it still felt magical and sparkly and happy.
Yeah.
And this is the first year I'm like, it's Christmas. And there's Christmas decorations everywhere. Like, and it's so, I'm listening to Christmas music
Christmas
and I'm
trees.
Doing all these Christmassy things and I still doing it. I have just been like, felt nothing.
You put up the decorates.
I'm so
in the driveway.
Sad. I just want to feel Christmas.
Will you tell me what you need? I don't know.
I don't know either. I'm just
saying.
Maybe
you should just go walk around.
Has anyone else ever
store.
Felt that way? Like, felt like you've been doing all the Christmas things, but it just doesn't even feel like Christmas. Like, I
well,
feel like
it's
this
been
year.
It's been a month.
Yeah, it has been. I feel like, and maybe that's part of it. It's just been like an extra challenging month or two, but I feel like on Christmas will be over and the day after Christmas, I'll be like, what? I missed it. Like, that's how it feels like I'm going to feel. It feels like Christmas is going to happen and I'm going to go, oh my God, Christmas is over. I wasn't even there. I don't remember it. I missed it. Like, that's how it feels. But because I feel like I haven't done anything for it. I haven't celebrated yet, but I've been celebrating it. It just doesn't feel in my soul. Sparkle, happy Christmas, glitter town. It feels just like, meh. I'm like so frustrated.
I think you gotta go.
Has anyone else felt
go to the mountains
of
and chop down your own Christmas tree.
That would not make me feel Christmassy. That would make me feel like there were bugs.
Sign up for caroling.
Let's go caroling.
And actually be the carolers?
Yeah.
I've never done that. Have you done that?
Yes.
You have?
Yes.
Do people actually do that? They
Are you
march
serious?
Around singing?
I've done multiple versions of this. I've done it where I have a candle and I walk around neighborhood singing.
Like, was it actual wax burning candle?
Yeah.
Do you get wax all over you?
No, because you either put like a cup or a plate. Like you
it didn't blow it. Out because of
no, because if we put it in
wind?
A cup, like a paper cup or a plastic cup, paper, not plastic, but like a paper cup and you poke a hole for the candle to go through, then it kind of shields sort
wow.
of a little bit.
This is authentic. Did you wear like one of those kind of Christmassy dresses with the whole
absolutely
thing?
Absolutely. I've done that too. I've done it where the bonnet.
No. Like the whole bonnet thing and everything?
Yeah. I have pictures of me doing it with Teeny wearing hoop skirts at the mall, plaid, red and green plaid hoop skirts with a freaking bonnet on.
At the
singing
mall?
Christmas carols. I know every single word to Hark How the Bells, you know, that one. Hark How the Bells, Sweet Silver Bells.
We don't have the rights to that. They're really...
I don't think they're probably, I bet you that's public domain at this point.
I think
after 100 years is public domain.
Yeah. You're probably good. That was a joke, but yeah.
Merry Christmas.
I was trying to sing with the kids because we have been listening to a lot of Christmas songs. I was like, they'll start singing songs and like, they only know like the first verse and I'll try and like finish it out for them with the kids. Mm-hmm. And I can't figure out, I can't finish Frosty the Snowman. I can't finish.
Oh, love. You
got to
play these
bells.
Christmas games that I play with my sister on our podcast.
I can't finish these songs.
You got to play these Christmas song games with me and Rachel.
That you have? Okay,
they're
I'll come
so
on and
fun.
Do that.
They're so fun. They're insane. Like you read, like you'll read lyrics to a song and you have to sing it. So like.
Is that an invite?
I'm doing it right now. And yes, it's an invite.
Okay.
I'll do it right now to you. I'll do an example. Okay.
Okay.
Let me think of a good one. See, now it's hard to do off the top of my head. We usually like, we'll look up lyrics to a song. But I know that you don't know many Christmas songs, but I'll look one up right now and see if you know the lyrics to it. Okay. You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear voices singing, let's be jolly.
Deck the halls with bells of holly.
Bells?
Deck the halls with balls of holly?
What? Do you not know the words to deck the halls?
Wait, do it again.
That's a different song.
I need like a wait, what?
Well, Deck the Halls is a song. It's
no,
not
just
this
go,
song.
Go again. I need like the rhythms to start over.
But we need to, okay, we're going to get back to this because you've been singing the lyrics to Deck the Halls wrong
your
entire
line.
Life.
Do the same line.
You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear voices singing, let's be jolly, deck the halls.
With bells of holly. What is it?
Boughs.
Boughs?
Yeah.
What's a?
B-O-U-G-H-S.
Oh, like the wood?
Yeah. Deck the halls with boughs of holly.
I thought it was like bows with holly. I've been seeing that wrong.
You thought it was balls. You thought it was balls of holly.
Just shout balls in my face like
you
that.
Did.
That was intense.
Okay. Anyway, what song is this that I'm singing or saying?
It's a woman singing it.
You will get a sentimental feeling. No. Mm-hmm. Everyone dancing merrily in the new old fashioned way.
That's not Jingle Bell Rock?
No, it's not. That's a great song.
Well, yeah, but what song is that?
You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear voices singing Let's Be Jolly, Deck the Halls with Balls of Holly.
No, Bows of
Dump
Holly.
Dum-da-da, so I can't say these words because this is the title of the song. Something, something, something. Have a happy holiday. Everyone dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned
way.
Does
it Merry Christmas?
No.
What song is this even?
The only lyric I haven't said is the one that's the title no, of the song.
I can't get it. I don't know.
What if I sing it?
Yeah. Or hum it.
You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear voices singing, Let's Be Jolly, deck the halls with balls of holly.
Rocking around the Christmas tree.
There you go.
Is that it?
Yes, okay. That's it. See, it's a tricky one, huh? That's a tricky one. But we've played that and it's very fun.
Well, yeah, that is fun.
Anyway, something else I wanted to talk to you about, but I got distracted by that Christmas game.
Okay.
Oh, I know what it was. And then we should probably go because we have so many other things to do. But I wanted to...
You're so busy.
I'm just way too busy for this. No, I just mean what I meant by that was our nanny is going to be done and we have children. So we have to be done soon. But I started reading the Bible again.
Okay. Does it hold up?
Wild. It actually does. It's like...
Does it slap?
It's not a boring book.
Yeah.
It's certainly not a boring book, which is like how I feel like I remember as a kid thinking it was boring. And then I read it all in college again. I read it all my whole childhood and then all high school. I read it on and off. And then in college, I certainly read it because I had classes on all the books. But haven't really read too much of it.
What's the mindset here? We're walking into this how?
Because when I was in Vancouver, because I went to Vancouver to see Taylor Swift, as you might remember.
Oh, yeah, you did.
There were five of us girls that went up there and... We all shared one hotel room and it was chaos in there. Five girls very excited to see Taylor Swift in one. It was a big hotel room. It was very nice, but like it was still five girls in one space. And I needed one of the drawers to put my stuff in and it had a Bible in it, as most hotel rooms do. And normally, you know, just push it aside or leave it or whatever. But I was like, I'm going to read it. And man, I would just open it up to a random page and start reading. That book is wild.
Yeah.
Wild.
Some people like it.
A lot of people like it. A lot of people love it.
Yeah.
I loved it for most of my life. Well, half my life at least. But I just to reread it.
Some good stories in there, right?
Some very fascinating stories. Yeah. But
Who wrote that?
A lot of people. A lot of people.
Yeah.
But... according to some, God, but it was written literally, like actually literally with paper and or, you know, whatever, by a lot of people.
Never have.
Never have what?
Read the...
any of it?
Well, I mean, certain parts, I feel like, you know, we would kind of skip around different kinds of denominations, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you'd have to do, like, you know, you'd be in the basement with now the kids leave, you know what I mean? And go
Wait.
To them
in the basement. And they made all the other kids leave. No, and you were just alone in the basement.
No, I wasn't alone in the basement of a church with someone. Sounds like something else.
Whoa.
But like, no, I mean, you know, when they're doing like the service and like, you know, you get up, you sing the song, whatever like that. And then they're like, and then at some point for me, where we went, the congregational Protestant, congregational church, they'd be like, now you, the kids go with the teacher to the basement.
Oh, I thought
you grown-ups stay up and
I
and
so severely misunderstood.
Do their talking
you.
Or whatever.
I thought you were saying the kids are all in the basement and then they say all the other kids go and you were alone in the basement. I was like, what church is this? I very much misunderstood you. I'm sorry. And you didn't read the Bible at church?
I mean, I think they were there.
Huh?
I don't know. I was kind of just looking
around.
What
do they talk about?
I don't know.
Because that's what you talk about at church.
Yeah,
the Bible.
Yeah, sure. Right. They would. Sure. They would start with that. Right.
You didn't have to like memorize Bible verses or.
Not really. No. Huh. No. Just kind of looking around. People.
Just kind of look around.
People watching. Yeah.
Wait, get excited about those donuts.
Entenmann's, the raspberry strudel. One.
Oh yeah.
Great.
Well,
those crumb cinnamon cake things too.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah, it's like a crummy cinnamon,
it's like a coffee cake
with like powdered sugar on it. Again, yeah. Entenmann's.
Yeah.
Chocolate donut, like the chocolate dipped ones. Mm-hmm. This is my Bible.
Yep. I feel that.
Lord Entenmann's.
Well, maybe we'll do a story time next week and I can tell one of the stories I heard about in the Bible.
This podcast is going to become you reading the Bible to me?
Not reading it, but recapping it. Like, okay. I can recap some of the stories from the Bible.
Yeah. Sounds fascinating. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm down.
Yeah. Cause there's some real, well, let's do that.
And maybe I'll stop by, sassy sisters,
yes,
and play the, Christmas song game,
yeah,
with you guys.
I think people want you and Abby to come on and play a game. Like who knows who.
Oh, fun.
Like couples, like a kind of couples challenge thing, but we'll see.
That sounds
anyway,
fun.
Thanks for listening. Sorry we were gone for so long. We're back. And, I don't know if we will be back the next week though, cause it is actually Christmas Day. I think. Let me double check. When is Christmas?
What is?
Like the Wednesday that the episode's supposed to come out. Yeah. So literally this episode comes out and then it's actually Christmas Day, the day this next episode's supposed to come out. So I don't know that we're going to be posting an episode on Christmas Day. So we might not, maybe we're going to be on again next week, right after I said we won't do that again, but we'll see
maybe
you
we can do one early.
Shortly after, yeah. Or maybe we'll do one early or maybe we'll do an after, but regardless, happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and
bye.
We'll see you soon. Bye.